Well, I've had a chance to visit all of our schools. We have 4,000 young people in school, which is really quite amazing for the size diocese we are. There's been some unique statements and unique comments, especially from the super-duper little ones. So one particular class came in, and a little one came up to me and says, "Are you God?" And I said, "No, thank God." Well, the early church really cherished this Gospel of John. The story of the adulterous woman especially, because it really cut to the heart of every single Christian of that day and every single Christian of this day in a very special way. So as we really enter into the gospel, the first thing we really see is that there were people around Jesus that had really hardened their hearts. And they'd hardened their hearts even to miracles that were taking place in his ministry. So that actually becomes the first question for us. Have we hardened our hearts? Or have we allowed God to soften our hearts, to touch our hearts with his love in a new way, in a fresh way, especially during this Lenten season? Because that's really what our prayer, our penance, our sacrifice, our almsgiving has been all about during this season, is for us to really prepare ourselves to have the Lord touch us through the resurrection of Jesus at Easter. And in the end, that's actually what Jesus was offering this woman who was caught in sin. And you can imagine standing before Jesus, and that's actually what we do in the Sacrament of Reconciliation, confession. We stand before the Lord Jesus. But you can imagine standing before the Lord Jesus, and you got everybody around you condemning you. Everybody. Nobody was on her side. Nobody. Jesus taking the moment to let everyone present begin to examine their consciences by saying, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." Now, where that hits home, and I know it hits home for me too, is when you watch the news. It's very easy to get hot under the collar quickly. I mean, smoke coming out of your ears. One of the things I found is that those really are moments of prayer. In fact, you can get a whole rosary in listening to the news. So if someone's there that's got you boiling mad, it really is a time to pray for them by name. By name. And I encourage you to do that. Because that, in the end, that keeps us free, but it also keeps us standing before the Lord Jesus as we are. And all of us, we live in glass houses, all of us. Even when you wear a hat like this. So as we stand before the Lord, we stand as we are. And one of the gifts and graces of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, but also the Mass, because when we began the Mass, we really do ask for forgiveness. We ask for Lord to have mercy on us, Christ to have mercy on us. So as we stand before the Lord, you know, it really is a time for us to lay our lives before him. And in the end, that's what was happening for the adulterous woman. She was laying her life before the Lord. And you notice, he didn't condemn her. Not once. Didn't condemn her. And that really is the gift he offers each of us He doesn't condemn us. He doesn't condemn us. But he himself is there as the crucified Christ and as the risen Christ. So if we're having trouble getting in touch with the stuff we need to be forgiven of, spend some time before the crucified Christ. Because as we look at him who gave his life for us, who gave his life for me, who gave his life for you, it really is a moment of invitation for healing and forgiveness and reconciliation. That's where we're united with him. And that's where his love really comes through. And as he looked up, you know, to everyone around them, let he who was without sin cast the first stone. Could any of us throw a stone? Could any of us? And so we stand before him too. And we hear him say, as the adulterous woman heard him say, has no one condemned you? Wow, what a statement. Has no one condemned you? No one, sir. Then neither do I. Go and sin no more. Now where that really hits home is when we need to forgive ourselves too. Because that's where it hits, really hits. She needed to forgive herself. And Jesus gave her permission to do that. And he gives us the same permission to forgive ourselves in front of him. And let him say to us very directly, has no one condemned you? Then neither do I. He doesn't condemn us. Go and sin no more. Let's pray for that grace during this Eucharist.